Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference. And in this clip, we have a business lending panel made up of Dexter DeMesa from CU Business Group, Michael Dill from Royal Credit Union, and Jerry Mora from SCE Federal Credit Union, all moderated by Ethan Nelson from Oregon Community Credit Union. And they were talking about what things can credit unions do more digitally in the lending process to enhance kind of automation here. So check out their responses.
Lending needs from a cradle to grave position, your LOS, online application, underwriting, closing, servicing, etc. So similar to some of the process automation, what kind of things have we been able to do to help be more digital?
Well, Ethan, this is Mike. Although we're $1 billion in the commercial portfolio, we still want to become more digital. I mean, when people say you got to get digital, you know, we are digital, but there are definitely improvements that would be had. This past week, within Tuesday of last week, we just launched a new business online banking platform, as well as our mobile banking, and just again, just keep moving that ball forward on digital. We still have a lot more work to do, but I think we've come a long ways.
This is Dexter here. I agree with Michael. I mean, we still have a long ways to go. However, we are headed towards the right direction. Now, at CUBG, again, we are a CUSO, and we service different credit unions' commercial lending needs. We do have different opportunities, or I should say different services available to them, such as online application for commercial, commercial real estate loans. With that said, there's only, at this point in time, due to different complexities of different, loan opportunities, it's hard to become fully automated at this point mm-hmm. in time. We still have a bit to go there, but we are headed towards the right direction of, to becoming more digital than we ever were before.
Right, and I think Dexter, when I think about it on the small business side, we're much more digital than we are on the larger credits, yeah. which are much more manual, paper-oriented, and what have you. But that's on the great. Small business side, you can go cradle to grave. We're just not there yet on the larger credits.
I think there's a lot of fintechs out there that have done it successfully, and I think different credit unions are looking at modeling some of that more on the C&I side. But for CREs, as you mentioned, Michael, it is paper heavy. It does, depending on the complexity of the deal, it does require that manual critical thinking process, the underwriting aspect of it. So,
So, Jerry, I think digital is definitely one of the strategic initiatives that any credit union should embark upon. Here at SCSU, one of the projects that I'm working on is actually to put together a really concise, in-depth market analysis on our strategic path. And I noticed there's been a lot of discussion as to how to expand the department within other credit unions. Should we add depository? Should we add the online banking? Should we only stick with CRE? But looking at the environment that we're in, I think, and also our credit union mission is to help the industry. I really think businesses are really underserved, and in order to be on pace to help and support and make it profitable for credit unions, we have to be able to go digital. And it may not be something where you invest wholly in 1 year. It may be a 2-3 part path. And I think it's really critical for your team to look at what can you do now and what can you do in a year from now, in 2 years, and 3 years, and build upon that and have little successful milestones. So digital is definitely on our path, and we are incorporating how to look at digitalizing our ALR, making it a lot easier, seamless, so that if a member calls in or a member, you're looking to complete an ALR, that the information that they've already provided from the previous year can be easily updated and just say, these are the things that change, everything else is the same. So how do we do that? So it's really thinking of how to make it seamless for our borrower And so that they can come back to you and say, you know, I really enjoy doing business with this credit union. It's very seamless, and they understand what my need is, and it's not something that I have to dread doing.
Right. Jerry, I would just echo your point about strategic planning. I mean, that is such a critical piece to this whole process, too, because it's overwhelming. You start looking at all the options, all the vendors, and kind of everything you could and want to do. You get analysis paralysis almost. It's just so overwhelming. So having that strategic foresight, that process, to understand where you want to go, how you want to get there, but what stages and steps can you do in a regimented fashion. And so understanding what you can do in that year one, year two, year three, and having that long-term vision. Yes, it changes along the way, but at least you have that roadmap and working through that roadmap. And so it's a critical piece to getting that done.
Just one last thing I just want to add to this topic. One of the ways that we are digitizing, specifically the area that I oversee, we are actually at this process launching a digital loan exchange platform. We found that our internal processes as far as marketing participations and loan sourcing, I mean, it is truly analog and very much, in my opinion, antiquated. And the leap forward for us is to essentially make that decision to go digital. And, you know, we've partnered up with a very reputable fintech company who's helping us build that ecosystem and that loan trading platform, essentially. And that's something that we are actually in the process of implementing and launching next first Q1 of 2021. So it's a big piece for us, and it's, again, towards your with regards to your questions, it is a step towards digitizing. It's the first step towards digitizing for CUBG.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.